You know, we talk about losing our shirt. A foreigner might say, losing your shirt. In fact, I remember when I was speaking in Switzerland, and I said, off the wall. And the translator, translating into French, stopped me and says, off the wall, off the, what do you mean, off the wall? And I had to explain to her that was street language.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Well, here
that's
we're talking about some of the same things, a common idiom mm-hmm. of the day.
That's right. I remember one of my teachers, in fact, my sixth grade teacher, and she was saying that she went to the house of an English woman that had just moved to the United States. And as they were drinking coffee, she said, well, could you just warm up my coffee? Well, the English woman had never heard that phrase, so she took her cup of coffee, she poured it into a saucepan, she warmed it up on the stove. And my teacher said she wondered why it took so long for her to warm up the coffee, because our explanation of warming up the coffee is just to add
more
hot coffee.
Right, give me some more.
So these are different phrases. And there are three phrases for thorn in the side or thorn in the flesh in the Old Testament, and there are many others on thorns, but these three specifically we're going to talk about. And Paul knew all these three scriptures by heart. Joshua, let's see, we did give Numbers 33:55. Joshua 23:13 says, they will be a snare and a trap for you and thorns in your sides. And remember, we're talking about people here. The thorns in the flesh were human being people opposing Israel.
And those were the inhabitants of the land that they were supposed to drive out.
That's right. And in Judges 2:3, God is saying, I will not drive the people or the inhabitants of the land out before you, but they shall become as thorns in your sides because the Jewish people had not run them out. They had used them as slaves, and now they were intermingling in the Jewish nation.
You know, there's another application here, too. Some of you have people that literally are thorns in your sides.
That's
and some
right.
of you are just too passive. And you say, well, it doesn't hurt me to keep these people in my frame of reference. It might.
Yes.
I had God tell me one time. In fact, a man was on my board, and I finally had to say, you know, God didn't bring you into my life to be totally correcting me. That is not your job.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to put you in a holding pattern, and I'm going to deny you access to me for a while. Because you've become such a negative in my life, you're hurting me spiritually.
Yes.
Some of you have thorns in your life that you need to get away from. Some of you are having coffee or tea, or you frequently see this person for lunch,
yes.
or you spend too much time conversing with them.
They're
a thorn in your flesh, and they pull you down.
That's right.
And you don't need that in your life, and you need to get rid of it.
I agree. I really agree, and I know that's difficult for some of you, but you really need to pray about that. Well, let's go to 2 Corinthians 12:7. This is the verse.
Here it is.
This is the verse. And because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, now remember, he'd just been to paradise and seen some mighty things of God, for this reason, to keep me from exalting myself, there was given me a, what is this phrase? Thorn in the flesh. Now, in the Old Testament, Paul knew thorn in the flesh as people opposing Israel. He knew exactly what he was talking about here, Darren, when he wrote that phrase. They were people opposing him. God, there was given to me, now God didn't do this, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan. This is a person with a being with a personality. And to buffet, now that word buffet, Darren, is number 2852, and that's really interesting too, because we find out when you are being buffeted, it's from the outside, not from the inside. He did not have an illness. He did not have a disease. These were beatings, and to buffet means to hit with a fist, to inflict with blow upon blow, and to punish. Now, this is what Paul was talking about. He was being hit.
Okay, now today in street language, you would say, this was given to me to slap me silly, right?
Yes.
To put a knot on my head.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some would say it that way, to slap my face, to cuff my ears. I mean, those are kind of sayings that we'd have today. And to you know, get my attention.
That's right.
I mean, those are the kinds we'd say, well, you know, that guy slapped him silly. Or that person cuffed his ears. Well,
mm-hmm.
that's kind of what we're talking
that's
about
right.
here in this buffeting. And it was done here, and it was allowed to keep some balance here between the extraordinary visions that he'd seen and been a part of and the real life that he had to live from day to day.
That's right. And as you grow in your Christian walk and as you learn more about Jesus, the persecution is going to get heavier, but God has given you the grace and his mercy to get through that. You can get through that. He's given you that way to escape, and he did the same for Paul. And the word buffet again is number 2852, if you want to look that up for yourself. So he was given this thorn to keep him from exalting himself. And verse 8, concerning this, I entreated the Lord three times that it might depart from me. Now, this little word it, in reading F.F. Bosworth's book on Christ the Healer, I came into a chapter that he calls himself Paul's thorn in the flesh, because this has been a real controversial phrase. All my growing up, and probably the first part of the 20th century, people have been talking about this. Well, F.F. Bosworth looked up in two really old translations. One's the Rotherham and one's the Wymouth. And I'm a little familiar with the Wymouth, but I've never heard of the Rotherham translations. But they are from the original and from clear back 200-300 years ago from the King James Version. And in these two translations, Darren, the writers use the personal pronoun he, indicating that it is a human being. It says, concerning this, I entreated the Lord three times that he might depart from me. Now, to me, that does not talk about sickness, illness, disease. It talks about attacks from the outside.
You know, I believe it's talking about either a person or a spirit with a personality.
Yes.
But it's, as you say, it's not a sickness. It's not a high fever. What we're talking about here is this inflicting here of persecution, mm-hmm. through words, through actions, through circumstances. And, you know, he was attacked. And we're going to be attacked.
Yeah. Oh, yes,
we're going
we
to have
are.
Those things coming against us. But let me tell you, the politically correct thing to say today, let me draw a thing out of the modern press here. The political correctness today by so many ministers of the gospel is a cop-out. Say, well, honey, not everybody gets healed. You know, Paul didn't get healed. Remember the thorn in the flesh. Well, that to me is a gross cop-out, and it really hurts people. And I believe that ministers and teachers of the word that go for that are going to be held accountable for that. Mm-hmm. Because what it's saying, well, you know, God, there's just some things God can't do. And yet my Bible says in Luke 1:37, nothing is impossible for God.
That's right.
Right?
Oh,
well, it
absolutely.
Either is or it isn't. Well, if we inject that little spirit of doubt in there by saying, well, you know, Paul didn't get healed. Well, then maybe if we get over into finances, well, maybe God can't bless us either. Or maybe mm-hmm. God can't provide for
now,
us.
Now, see, it just brings a tiny little piece of unbelief in there. And pretty soon, you're becoming cynical, suspicious about everything. Every time you turn around, you're saying
right.
something that is not of joy and of excitement and expectation, but it's of negativity. And we need to get away from that.
You know, Barbara, from time to time, we've had callers call in, and their whole bent in life is to go through the scriptures and then to tell you, well, it didn't work in this case,
it didn't work
in that case. In other words, they're so filled with doubt, fear, and unbelief, they become cynical, they become into a spirit of mockery, and you know the next step is you go down the spiral, you get cynical, you get into mockery, the next one is blasphemy, and you become an all-out enemy of God.
That's right. We've had some people say, well, I tried tithing for a month, and it didn't work. Okay, try 20 years. Just do what the word says. You know, it's like President Reagan's wife, she started this thing, just do it. Just do it. And when we do got what God says in the word, it blesses. It's guaranteed blessing. And he needs to know who you are, too. He
Amen.
Needs to know that he can trust you, too. And not just after a month of tithing, but after a lifestyle of doing this, of obeying and reverencing the Lord. Because
you know,
we're supposed to love him, Darren.
And we don't get into these negative, hurtful situations overnight. I mean, it just didn't suddenly happen,
mm-hmm.
you know.
No, that's
most
right.
of the time, it's because we made little concessions. Don't concede with the devil.
That's
Hold him
right.
off and take the word of God like Jesus did in the wilderness. Speak the word and go after him and drive him back.
That's
and you
right.
can win.
Okay, so Paul asked God three times if he could remove this person, this entity, what if it was a spirit or a human being. What And we're going to find out Paul named human beings that were opposing him later on. But this is a wonderful scripture that God gave to him. And it gives me courage and it gives me reassurance, Darren, that my God is mightier than anything that comes against me. Because here he says to Paul, my grace, Paul, my loving kindness and mercy is enough for you. It's sufficient against any danger and it enables you to bear the trouble manfully. For my strength and my power are completed and perfected and show themselves most effective in your weakness.
Now, that word grace also means enablement. And sometimes we gloss over that. It also means favor. You mm-hmm. can take that. Well, when he says, my grace or my favor, my enablement, my strengthening is sufficient for you,